When we read the stories of the heroes of the Jewish people in Tanakh, particularly when we read the stories of the Avos and the Imos, who were great spiritual giants, it's very easy for us to think that these stories don't necessarily have relevance to the way we lead our lives, because the Avos were on such a rarefied, on such a high spiritual rank, that how could their spiritual achievements, how could their spiritual lives be relevant to ours? The Rebbe explains that the Avos' lives are not meant to be placed on a pedestal such that they are unachievable, but rather, as the Medrash tells us, every person has to say, Masa yagiu maisai la maisai avaisai. When will my actions reach the level of the actions of my forefathers? And the actions of the Avos, the stories of the Avos, should for us be a spiritual model for what we can strive to, for how we can live our lives. In a sicha, in the Kutis Sichas Chelik Aleph for Pars Vayera, the first sicha, the Rebbe discusses a story of the fifth Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab, as a child, and uses this story about the Rebbe Rashab to show us that the stories of the forefathers, the story of the Avos, are not only relevant for great tzaddikim, but they're relevant for every one of us, no matter who we are. This sicha is in Likutei Sichas Chelik Aleph Pars Vayera on page 23. Let's see the sicha inside. The Rebbe says, Azay behind is Chof Mar Cheshvan. This sicha was said on Chof Mar Cheshvan, the 20th of Mar Cheshvan. The Emaledes von der Rebbein Admor Mereshab Neshus Eden. The birthday of the fifth Rebbe of Chabad, their Shver's father, who was the father of the sixth Rebbe of Lubavitch. The Rebbe says, I wish to tell a story of Aschab Shoina Molm Gitter Tzelt, which I've told many times. The Rebbe Rashab Neshus Eden, Flak Yedin Chof Mar Cheshvan. The Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Rebbe of Chabad, on every Chof Mar Cheshvan, Zam Yemaledes, which was his birthday, I ran to gain to Zain Zaydin. He would go to his grandfather to Chakad Mor Tzemach Tzedek, the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Rebbe Lubavitch, bet na bracha, and ask him for a birthday bracha. Meglich makes sense, as the Rebbe. As a Zayazayich given, they're stated by the Ander Eniklach on Tzemach Tzedek, that the other grandchildren of Tzemach Tzedek would also go in to get a bracha from the Tzemach Tzedek on their birthdays, so it's not limited to the fifth Rebbe Lubavitch, the Rebbe Rashab. Ein Mal, one time, Bishas the Rebbe Nishma Zaydin, is a Rengegangen, when the Rebbe Rashab went in to the Tzemach Tzedek. Er is dan alt given fear the Finifyar. And at that time, the Rebbe Rashab was only 4 or 5 years old, and the Rebbe calculates, from the Rebbe Mishasadin's Gebarn Gevarn in Yar Tafish Chafalif. The Rebbe Rashab was born in 1860. Ul Nissen Tafish Chafvav, and already by Nissen of 1866, is there Tzemach Tzedek Nistal Gevarn. The Tzemach Tzedek had already passed away. Hatter Zich, so when the Rebbe Rashab walks in to the Tzemach Tzedek's room at his birthday, whether he was four or five years old, the Rebbe Rashab at the time was not a Rebbe, burst into tears. So the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Rebbe, asked the Rebbe Rashab, "Why are you crying?" The Rebbe Rashab answered, so the Rebbe Rashab answered, either he had learned in Chumash, or maybe somebody had told this to him, as the Ebeshrad Zich Bavaisen, so Avram Avinu was given Pars Vayera. So the Rebbe Rashab told Tzemach Tzedek that he had learned that Hashem had revealed himself to Avram Avinu, and this is on Pars Vayera. So the Rebbe Rashab was crying, why is it that Hashem doesn't come to me? Why doesn't Hashem reveal himself to me? Hotin der Tzemach Tzedek answered, the Tzemach Tzedek answered the Rebbe Rashab, as Ayid, Atzveitin Oschen, another version of the story, as Ayid Atzadek, when a Jew, or a righteous Jew, Vashlist by Zich, so 99 Zigyar, decides at the age of 99 years old, as Zer Darf Zich Molzain, that he needs to give himself a Bris Mila, is Zer Verit, as their Ebishter Zol Zich, so Im Bavaisen. If a person makes such a radical decision, demonstrates its radical commitment, then Hashem will certainly reveal himself to that Jew. The tirutz is by Kin, the ungenommen Gevarn. And he stopped crying. The Rebbe Rashab, as a child, accepted this answer. Although it's the case, this story with the Rebbe Rashab is when he was a child before Bar Mitzvah. And even before he reached the age where we begin to educate, so he was only 4 or 5 at the time, he didn't really, a 4 or 5 year old child can't really understand that much. From this vegan, darf mendi maisa learning. We need to learn from this story. Varu. The bound is the Rebbe Nishma Seidin, the Meister itself, was an ancient zoon. Since the Rebbe Rishab, the fifth Rebbe, told to his only child, he told to the Friedrich Rebbe, the sixth son of the Chabad, the Rebbe, who is the Friedrich Rebbe, on the Rebbe das Ibrid itself, and the sixth Rebbe told the story over. Nonetheless, Ibrigem developed with the intention of publicizing the story, is a raya as the Maisa Rirton Oichums. That shows that this story of the Rebbe Rishab as a child is relevant to us as well. And there are two general lessons we can learn from the story. This is Tzai from the Sheila and Tzai from the Shuk. We can learn something both from the question and from the answer. From the Rebbe's Veinin, from the Rebbe Shabbos crying, over the fact that Hashem did not reveal himself to the Rebbe Shabbos as a small child. We can learn as yeder yid, that every Jew in velichin matzavar zol nit gifinin, whatever situation he might be, even if this person has not yet reached the age of education's haste, meaning to say that he has such little knowledge, as nit nor vas er alain verstehnit, that not only does he not understand on his own right, nor er ken oichnit nemen ken ashpa ofanat zveitin, but that such a person can't even receive influence from somebody else. So the Rebbe is interpreting this idea of a katan shaloi gia lechinuch not as how old you are, not as a matter of age, but rather as a matter of stage. The Rebbe says, in yarin ken arafilu zan agadol. It could be that in terms of the person's age, he's an adult. But when it comes to his spiritual development, he's a child who has not yet reached the age of educatability. The Friedrich Rebbe used to say that a Jew's age is not reckoned according to the passport. On one's passport, they can be very old. The passport could say that you're 50 years old. Could say that you're 20 years old. When Zayin Emerson Ruchnis Tekiyarin, but in terms of your true spiritual development, in Zayin Mekayim Zayin Teri Mitzvahs, when it comes to one's fulfillment of Teri Mitzvahs, is there a Kleinkind Vespielt Zich Unter in Tisch? The person is as developed as a small child who plays on the table. Can Oich Eir Manin, so even such a person, even a person of extremely limited spiritual development, and somebody who's not even yet capable of receiving influence from others, he too is capable of demanding. And very strongly demanding. And that corresponds to crying. Crying is the idea of very strongly demanding something. Usually crying has to do with something which is beyond that which you understand. Higher than one's intellectual faculties. Usually one cries when a person is unable to tolerate something, when they do not have the ability to tolerate some stimulus. It's too much for their brain or their heart to handle. Any person, even a person of an extremely limited spiritual development, says the Rebbe, is able to very strongly demand and can justifiably strongly demand that Hashem should reveal himself to that person just as Hashem revealed himself to Avraham Avinu. And this seems to be a very striking claim. Moreover, not only can a person who has not even spiritually reached the age of chinuch, the age of education, not only can they reasonably want Hashem to reveal himself to them, but they could even demand that Hashem reveal himself to them in a state that he revealed himself to Avraham Avinu after Avraham had given himself the Mila. Even before the Mila, we find that Hashem, as he manifests in the name Havaya, revealed himself to Avraham. But the revelation of Hashem after the Mila is incomparable to the revelation which was before the Mila, as in the revelation after the Mila was of a much higher variety. When Hashem revealed himself to Avram after the mitzvah of Milah, Avram was then already called Avram with an added hey. As in before the Mila, or generally before the Mila, Avram was called Avram without a hey. And soon before the Mila, Avram's name is changed to Avraham with an added hey. Zoktitem the Gemara. The Gemara in the Dorim, the Flam Beis and Beis, tells us, as Dan, at that time when Avram gets the extra hay, is Avram Givarin Abalabayis of Definif Avar. Avram became a master of five of his five limbs, of the five outlets of the body. The Naim, the eyes, Oznaim, the ears, so eyes plus ears equals four, and the Reish HaGvia, and the tip of the Mila organ. Vaslait de Natur is a mensch of Zay, Kain Balbaisnit. That naturally speaking, a person cannot control what it is that they see and hear. And usually also a person struggles with the Aver HaBris, with their Bris Mila. As in, usually sexuality is a place of great challenge and struggle. Friar to Gaisan Avram Onahe Eris given a balabais noiv them as a mensch can lead zain natur hershin. Before Avram becomes Avraham, he is Avram without a hay, as in he only controls the limbs which a person naturally is able to control, but he is not able to control those things which most people are incapable of controlling, as in their eyes, their ears, and their sexuality. Ob der noch, but afterwards, durch dem was hat getan bekeach atzman. Wie viel men kan tan mit an eigenem keach. After Avram had pushed himself to the limits of human achievement, he had reached the peak of what a person can accomplish with their own spiritual efforts. Avram was given as a gift, once he had worked his hardest in his own right, those things which, naturally speaking, a person cannot control. Memele is verstandig, so it follows, we can understand, as the anflakens of Avram Avinu nochter mitzvah mila, that the revelation to Avram, which followed, which was after the mitzvah mila, is given a feel hecher of Yifri. It was much higher than before. For this thing, nonetheless, can yeder yid, every Jew afilo azav elecher is lo yi elechinu chenuchnias, even one who is at the spiritual rank of not yet reaching the level of spiritual education, they too can demand, as your Eibusher zol zich to im bavaisen, as zoi vier zich bavaisen to Avram, that Hashem should reveal Himself to him, just as Hashem had revealed Himself to Avram. There are chen gehalt in their madrega was nachher mitzvila, where as Avram was even at the rank that he had achieved after he had fulfilled the mitzvah of mila. So that's what we learn from the Rebbe Rashab's question. The Rebbe Rashab, as a 4 or 5 year old child, symbolizes a katan shaloi hidya lechinuch, a small child who has not yet reached the age of education or the age of educatability. And symbolically, that refers to somebody who is very spiritually undeveloped and is so spiritually undeveloped that they're not yet capable of receiving spiritual influence from somebody who's more mature. But nonetheless, even such a person, even a person who is at such a low level of spiritual development, is still able to demand and strongly demand that Hashem reveal Himself to them, and not just that Hashem should reveal Himself to them, but Hashem should reveal Himself to them much like Hashem revealed Himself to a great tzaddik, and even after the great tzaddik has reached the peak of his own spiritual development, and Hashem has gifted him higher levels in spiritual development as a result of him reaching the ultimate level of his spiritual development that he could have achieved in his own right. Now the Rebbe turns to deriving the lesson from the Tzemach Tzaddik's answer to the young Rebbe Rashab. For the Tzemach Tzaddik's answer, as the Isgalus Anflakung zu Avraham is given der Fire Vasrat Gewust, as er darf sich mol sein, kemen sich oplern. From the Tzemach Tzedek's answer, that the revelation to Avram was a result of the fact that Avram realized that he had to give himself a mila, that he decided to give himself a mila, we can learn, as emes taka, that it's true, yeder yid kin monin, as der ebishter zol sich zu ihm beweisen. Everyone can demand that Hashem should reveal themselves to him. But in order that Hashem reveal Himself to you, you need to do something. You need to know that you need to give yourself a bris mila spiritually. What does this mean? You shouldn't dwell on all the virtues you developed or all the virtues you have in potential. And the koyach, in a potential sense, can yeder yid sukumin, so the achlam adregis. Every Jew is capable of achieving the highest of levels. Vimelt fri giret on the estate. As yeder yid is mechuyiv zuzogin, masay giyu maisay lamaisay avoisay avriyam yitzak viyakiv. As we learn in Tonad Ve'eliyo Rabba, Perek Chafei, And as the Rebbe was very fond of saying, that every Jew must say, when will my actions, when will my accomplishments reach the accomplishments of Avram, of my forefathers, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, meaning that it's expected and it's possible of every Jew to achieve the levels of even the greatest tzaddikim like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. From them, v'sarechant Avram and Zuzam and Yitzchak v'Yaakov, v'zecharei as esmeit men Avram in der madriga v'yer is given noch der mitzvah smila. And from the fact that Avram is mentioned in association with Yitzchak and Yaakov, that means that we're referring to Avram as he was after the mitzvah smila. So this is the Rebbe, it's very reasonable for a person to demand that they want to achieve Avram's revelations. And they can make such a demand no matter where they're holding. But in order that they, in fact, receive that revelation, they need to give themselves a bris milah. And spiritually, that means they need to strive to channel, to instantiate whatever great qualities that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov had. And they shouldn't say that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov are beyond me, but rather, as Tanvelio tells us, it's possible for every Jew to, at their own level, achieve greatness like Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. From this vein, wherever the case may be, Darv Visin, Azar Darv Zich Molzain. Every Jew must know that spiritually speaking, they need to give themselves a bris milah. Nochmer, moreover, Eichdi Velech Ha'ob and Dimayel Svapayel, even those who have actualized spiritual virtue. Was das seinen die Tzadikim Velech Ha'beish and Eichdi Evarim, was betefe kemen Eifin Zayin Nid, kein Balabais, Azay V'Evim Avinu. Meaning to say, Tzadikim who can control all their limbs, which, generally speaking, naturally speaking, most people are unable to control. People like Avraham Avinu. They too need to have a bris milah. There's a well-known story of the Rebbe Rashab, and now this story of the Rebbe Rashab talks about a case, a time when the Rebbe Rashab was older. As the Rebbe Rashab complained that he didn't hear in 1 year. Then hat angehoben zu suchen die sieben der phone is men der gangin as shabbes wenn hat gesagt chsedes hat men nat zweiten zimmer geschmurst. So when the Rebbe Rashab began to try and understand why is it that he couldn't hear in 1 year, he remembered that one shabbos when he was trying to teach chsedes in the other room people were schmoozing. And thus at the mevalbel given to the zuzog and the maimer that disturbed him from saying the maimer chsedes as if he had gefilled the achrayis. And as he felt that his responsibility was to teach chassidus, and the schmoozing disturbed him from fulfilling that teaching, the Rebbe Rashab worked on himself to remove the ability of hearing from that ear, which was towards that room. And that way, he was able to continue saying the chassidus uninterrupted. But now, he couldn't hear in that ear, so that was something that he needed to correct. Und das, was ich steht in Maimer, and that coheres with what the Rebbe Rashab taught in the Maimer, as tzaddikim haben bei sich zugenum der ihr, die Schmier, beschasslet gestellt zum Nefschalikis. That there were tzaddikim who used to remove their ability to see or hear when that disturbed their divine soul. So we see that the Rebbe Rashab was speaking also about himself, that the Rebbe Rashab at a certain time removed the ability of hearing from an ear when it disturbed his ability to teach chassidus. Urum. Tzadikim zen balabatim oich oif dichushim as beteva givolt kipen ibr zenit. And this is because tzadikim can control even those senses, just naturally speaking, we would think that you could not control. Aber ich hazelche velch shtein azayich madrege darvisin azayiz darfin zich molzayim. And even such people must know, even people who control all their limbs to the extent they could apparently pull off supernatural feats and control and voluntarily control organs which generally run involuntarily, they too need to know that they need to give themselves a milah. Now, what does it mean to give yourself a milah? So clearly we're not talking about the physical act of circumcision, because this sikha is true for both men and for women, and because presumably every man who's hearing the sikha already has a physical milah. So the Rebbe is speaking about milah in a spiritual sense. And that means to remove the occlusion of physicality over spirituality. That means to hold oneself back from over-engagement in the physical world, to work on transcendence of the physical, and to constantly strive to be a more refined person. Der Tam der Rufi is the reason why a person should be in a constant state of trying to engage in Mila, of trying to make themselves a more spiritually refined person, is That when there's even the slightest erla, the slightest occlusion in one's spiritual being, that very, very slight occlusion, that very, very slight spiritual occlusion could ultimately, after a lot of evolution, or alternatively, after a lot of devolutions, turn into very, very low things or express itself in a person behaving in very, very lowly ways. And thus the diuk from the Rebbe Tzemach Tzadik's Loshin, as a yid at tzadik, so 99 tzigyar, based as a darf zich molzain. And that explains why the Tzemach Tzadik said that a Jew at 99 years old knows and decides they need to give themselves a milah. So 100 tzigyar, if a person is 100 years old, and here the Rebbe is going to interpret 99 and 100 years old symbolically, thus haste, as alt mevar given alat sen kriches, that a person has clarified, that a person has developed all of their 10 powers. And here the Rebbe is working off the idea in Hasidic and Kabbalistic psychology that the psyche is composed of 10 spheres. The 10 spheres compose 10 units of the human psyche. And each one itself is composed of 10 further spheres. It's subdivided into 10 spheres. So the idea of being 100 years old means that a person has reached the ultimate state of self-development, the ultimate state of spiritual perfection. So then, if a person is at the stage of 100 years old, if a person is at the stage of spiritual development, having spiritually developed all of their 10 faculties in, and as the 10 faculties are subdivided into further 10, a person no longer has what to fear. Because in such a state, a person no longer has any connection to things of the world. The world cannot drag such a person down. Ben Meya kilu meis ve'avar ubatl min ha'ilam. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us that if a person is 100 years old, it's as if they've died and they've passed on and they've been nullified from the world. Now, this seems like a negative thing. The simple reading of Pirkei Avos means that by the time a person has reached 100 years old, they no longer have any physical or mental power. They've been completely diminished, and it's as if they're no longer here. But the Rebbe reads this in a positive sense. He says, if a person is 100 years old in a spiritual sense, that means that the person has totally transcended any element of being controlled or being dragged down by the world. The Rebbe says the simple meaning of the Mishnah is really not understood, because all the other things that list in the Mishnah are practical lessons about how one should live. It says, "Ben chamesh lemikra, when you're 5, you should spend time studying scripture. Ben eser lemishnah, when you're 10 years old, you should spend time studying mishnayos. Ben yidgim lemitzvahs, when you're 13, you now have an obligation to engage in mitzvahs. Aber vas von an anweising is then, as 200 yards are kilum meisover about the minayim. What kind of lesson is it to say that when a person is 100 years old, it's as if they've died, passed, and been nullified from the world? No other pshat is. It must be then that the explanation is, as venerat shein vivargiven, alatz and kichis, when a person is in a state where they have clarified all of the 10 faculties of the soul, the psyche, undavki bepratius, and not just generally speaking, but also specifically speaking, yeder einer viel bashtet von sen, each one of the 10 psychological qualities, the 10 faculties, as they are subdivided of 10, Erza ben Meya. They have the spiritual status of a person who's 100 years old. Is there a kilo over about the manaylam? Such a person as if they've passed on and been nullified from the world. They no longer have any connection to the things of this world. And therefore, they have no reason to fear that they might be dragged down by the world. And that's because they no longer possess any Yitzhara. If, however, you're only 99 years old, which symbolically speaking means, as felt in noch epis to the biruf and alats and keches paprotius, the person lacks something with respect to the clarification of their 10 psychological qualities, demolt darfer zich molzan. Then, at such a point, meaning, even if you've reached almost the pinnacle of perfection, but if you're not at the pinnacle of perfection, a person must keep striving. It doesn't matter how far you've gotten, No matter how far you've gotten, if you've not reached the ultimate level of perfection, then it's still possible that from the slightest element of not goodness, the slightest element of imperfection within you, that can ultimately evolve, that can ultimately develop into full-blown negativity, into the worst sorts of negativity. And the Rebbe clarifies that when we say that the smallest bit of negativity can develop into massive negativity, it doesn't mean that it's going to develop into massive negativity in some other realm, in some other dimension. But rather, it means that it can develop into full-blown negativity in your own consciousness. So we don't mean that the negativity in a person can go through many levels of evolution. As der Adam gefinzich in ein Olam. When the Yerid is not Tzveit Neilam, the person is in one reality, and the development of negativity will happen in a different reality. Nor Vibalder Adam is the Kodam L'maisa Breishis, the Ocher L'maisa Breishis. Since a person is a microcosm of reality, and they both contain the expression of the highest levels of divinity and the lowest levels of reality, in that a person has a divine spirit on the one hand, but on the other hand is composed of earth. So, yesh makom l'shtalshelus boi atzmai. It's possible for there to be evolution within the person's own consciousness, such that if a person has not reached the ultimate level of perfection, the smallest amount of evil could ultimately evolve into the greatest evil. Kenes ariop kumin biz sunidika inyanim. The very smallest, slightest evil could ultimately evolve into the worst of evils. B'shav salberes feran der algemeiner bittel. However, when a person has this general attitude of self-nullification, erveist as erdar zich molzain, a person knows they need to engage in the act of circumcision. A person knows they need to remove any negativity which is within their spirit. Erveist as leviers is toignit. A person knows that since they are inadequate, when erdar anders varen, they need to become different. Is das agdamo if tzutzu komin to the hechem adreges. That understanding that a person has not reached the pinnacle of perfection, that understanding that a person still has a work to do, that is a preface to reaching the highest of levels. As zol zayin vayir el of Hashem, that a person should be in a state of Hashem revealing themselves to them. As evitzu Avram Avinu noch mitzvah mila, in the way that Hashem revealed himself to Avram after the mitzvah mila. When erdert Avraham mitatsugi gevner hay. And Avram turns from Avram into Avraham with an added hey, Everet the Balabayas if Al Zainachushin, that a person thereby, that a person through working on the smallest negativity that they find in themselves, they thereby become a master over all their senses. Afilo Oivdi Vaspeteva Kamun Oivzein Nid Giveltigan. A person becomes a master even over those senses and those organs which are usually involuntarily controlled. Nochmer, moreover, if a person has self-control, then a person also begins to control their portion of the world. As we said in the Maimer about Tzadikim, as durch them was a poilin azikuch, by zichalein, by virkin zi oich azikuch and zerichelik in velt. That through tzaddikim, affecting a clarification, affecting a purification of themselves, they also clarify the world around them. They purify their portion of the world. Azayich, in a similar fashion, through a person becoming a master of their senses, they also begin to control their portion of the world. If over all those things they need, in order to serve Hashem. Sayin bani, whether it come to one's family. Sayin chai, whether it comes to health. Unsai mezeni, and whether it comes to parnasa, sustenance. Unas alas zolzayin rviche. And all of those should be in abundance. Let's summarize. When we read about the heroes of Tanakh, particularly when we read about the Avos, one might think that these heroes, the Avos, are completely beyond us. And what was true of them can't necessarily be true of us. Could we ever imagine reaching the spiritual heights of the Avos? So one of the principal themes in Chassidus is that the stories in the Torah are not just nice stories or wondrous stories, but rather they're meant to have actionable lessons for our lives. So in this vein, The Rebbe often quotes the Medrash in Tanna d'Elio, which says that a person must say, "Masai yagia maisa l'maisa avaisai." When will my deeds reach the deeds of my forefathers Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov? So, in that vein, the Rebbe tells the story of the Rebbe Rashab, or the fifth Rebbe. That when the fifth Rebbe was a small child, when he was 4 or 5 years old, he went to his grandfather, the Tzemach Tzedek. And he burst out crying when he went in to see his grandfather. And this is on Parshas Vayera. And the Tzemach Tzedek asks his young grandson, "Why are you crying?" So the little Rebbe Rashab answers, and at this point, of course, he was not a Rebbe, he was just a little boy. The Rebbe Rashab answers, "I don't understand why it is that Hashem reveals himself to Avram at the beginning of this week's Parsha, but he didn't reveal himself to me." So that Tzemach Tzedek answered, "When a Jew who's 99 years old decides to give himself a milah, then Hashem reveals himself to such a person." And with that, the little Rebbe Rashab felt comforted and he stopped crying. So the Rebbe says, what's the lesson we can learn from this story? He says, the fact the story was told, any Hasidic story is not just a beautiful tale, but there must be practical lessons. And the Rebbe says we can learn a lesson both from the little Rebbe Rashab's question, why is it that Hashem hasn't revealed himself to me? And also we can learn from the Tzemach Tzedek's answer. Your old person decides to give themselves a milah, then Hashem reveals himself to such a person. First, let's explore the Rebbe Rashab's question. The Rebbe says that this idea of a small child, of a 4 or 5 year old child asking, why hasn't Hashem revealed himself to me? And not just asking that question, but crying when they ask the question, symbolizes the following. A little child can also be a little child spiritually speaking. Age, says the Rebbe, quoting his father-in-law, is not a function of how old you are in terms of physical years, but rather it's a function of spiritual years. How developed are you? So what does a small child symbolize? A child, a katan shleigia l'chinuch, a child who's not even reached the age of educatability. It refers to a person who's very spiritually undeveloped, and not only are they spiritually undeveloped, but they're not even in a place psychologically where you'd be able to influence them. They're not given to anybody's influence. They're just stuck in their own childish selves. But nonetheless, says the Rebbe, even such a person is capable of crying out and asking, why isn't it that Hashem doesn't reveal himself to me? And crying out in a very intensive way. And saying, not just why isn't it that Hashem doesn't reveal himself to me, but why doesn't Hashem reveal himself to me in the way that he revealed himself to Avram, after the Bris Milah, which is a very lofty revelation. So the Rebbe is saying that having a desire for spiritual attainment, desiring spiritual growth, is not something that's limited to the elite, but anybody, no matter how low you are, no matter how far you've fallen, no matter how low you are inherently, you still can and are capable of dreaming big, of having very lofty spiritual aspirations. But then the question is, how do you get there? How do you come to a place of Hashem revealing himself to you? So the Rebbe says that this is the Tzemach Tzedek's answer, that a Jew who's 99 years old decides to give themselves a milah. And what does it mean that a Jew who's 99 years old decides to give themselves a milah? So the Rebbe interprets milah not in a physical sense, but rather in a spiritual sense. Milah, says the Rebbe, symbolizes not just cutting off the physical foreskin, but it rather also symbolizes getting rid of subtle negative qualities that exist in ourselves. Be they in the realm of Torah and mitzvahs, be they in the realm of ways that we relate to others. Orla, the foreskin, symbolizes any inner negativity, and milah symbolizes removing that inner negativity and replacing it with good. So the Tzemach Tzedek's answer to the very, very strong desire of the child, of this person who has not yet reached the age of chinuch, this person who is completely spiritually undeveloped, is not even yet capable of listening to others who want to share spiritual development with this person, is in order to get to a place where Hashem will reveal himself to you. That's a wonderful aspiration, but you need to start by trying to elevate yourself. You need to start by trying to remove any negativity that you perceive within yourself, that you can see within yourself, and try to climb to a higher spiritual rank. But the lesson of that a person who is 99 years old realizes they need to give themselves a milah is that this process of milah is a constant one. we need to constantly self-analyze and engage in self-reflection. Even if we're an Avraham Avinu, even if we're a great tzaddik, or even if we have tremendous accomplishments, we need to constantly, on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, engage in self-analysis and try and understand, to try and self-reflect, is there some inner negativity in myself which I need to work on? And then when we identify that negativity, or if others point that negativity out to us, we need to work on removing it. The Rebbe explains that 99 doesn't refer necessarily to one's physical years, doesn't refer to somebody who's 99 years old, but rather refers to a certain psychological state. Chassidus tells us that the human psyche is composed of 10 spheros, 10 different psychological qualities. And one is meant to work on those 10 psychological qualities and to refine them. But Chassidus says further that each of those 10 psychological qualities is further composed, is subdivided into 10 psychological qualities. That makes for a total of 100. So 99 years old, the number 99 symbolizes somebody who is almost at the peak of perfection, but has not reached the peak of perfection. The Rebbe interprets the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos Parakei that ben meyak ilu meis avar ubatlam and ilam. The Mishnah there says that somebody who's 100 years old is as if they have died, they have passed on and been nullified from the world. On the face of it, that seems to be a negative assessment. But the Rebbe says, no, it's not a negative assessment, because every single stage in the Mishnah is giving us some lesson or some insight about a person at that age. So when we say that a person who's 100 is as if they've died and they've left the world, it's not a negative point, but rather it means it's as if they've died and left the world, in that if a person has self-perfected all 10 of their psychological qualities, and in detail, in specificity, which is symbolized by the number 100, then such a person is no longer under the dominion of the negativity in this world, and they don't have to be concerned about their inner negativity evolving from a minor degree of negativity into pure evil. But anybody else, says the Rebbe, anybody who is not at that state of 100, anybody who is at that state of 99, at that state of near perfection, but not pure perfection, they too need to engage in milah. They too need to engage in the act of self-analysis, of finding their inner negativity, removing their inner negativity, and replacing it with positivity. And if a person does that, says the Rebbe, then whoever they are, at whatever level they are, as you engage in removing your inner negativity and replacing it with positivity, then Hashem reveals himself to you. An encounter with Hashem is not something that's limited to the Avos. It's not limited to Avraham Avinu. It's not limited to reading Parsveir in the Torah. It's something which each of us can encounter experientially in our own lives, wherever we are today, here and now, if only you put in the requisite work.